This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.
I'm very excited to welcome into the studio this afternoon Karen Daly, who is the Director of Choral Activities, Associate Professor of Music, and Area Coordinator for Ensembles at the Mary Papert School of Music at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She got in touch with me a couple of weeks ago to talk about a brand new ensemble, a newly formed professional choral ensemble called Archipelago. They will be giving their first performances on Saturday, January 27th, and Sunday, January 28th. Karen, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So, Pittsburgh, we know that it is a choral town. So many people belong to and have choral activities, whether it's a choir or the Bach Choir or a Mendelssohn Choir, all sorts of things like that. Your background is to do choral ensembles. As a matter of fact, you have a CD coming out that features Duquesne University singers that's coming out in this summer.
That's right. The Duquesne University Voices of Spirit recorded their first full-length album this fall semester. So we're in post-production now and are really excited to release that this summer.
That sounds so exciting. So why have another choral ensemble? Tell me about Archipelago.
Sure. Well, I think there's never enough choral singing in the world. I'm a
That's
big
good
fan.
To hear. Yeah.
more is great. I've had this dream of working with professional singers in Pittsburgh for a long time and have been looking for the right opportunity. So this project came to fruition through the support of the Heinz Endowments and their Creative Development Award, mm-hmm. which I won last year. And I thought, this is great. Let's put together a project of 16 professional vocal artists from around the region. Let's do some really challenging and courageous repertoire, and I'll lift up compositional voices that maybe haven't been heard in this area. Mm-hmm. And this is how this project came to life.
So how did you come by the name Archipelago?
That's a very good question. I'm a bit of a geography nerd, and I do love to read maps for fun. I grew up by the ocean. I just love all things to do with the ocean, and an archipelago, as you may know, is a collection of islands, and they're united by their country of origin or perhaps their surrounding body of water, but each of them maintains its beautiful topographical and geographical uniquenesses. And that, I suppose, maps onto my philosophy of working with professional singers, mm-hmm. that each of them brings such an array of talents and capabilities, and we celebrate those in an ensemble context.
That is really nice, because sometimes when you get those professional singers that haven't done a lot of choral singing, their voices blending, learning how to blend all of that sound together is a really fascinating journey.
Absolutely. And the singers in this group are all such outstanding solo artists, but also choral ensemble artists, and sing in many choirs around the city, and find that to be a really energizing artistic medium. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of amazing energy and talent in this group that's coming out through this project.
Well, I'm hearing a lot about it on Facebook. Of course, these concerts are next Saturday and Sunday, the 27th and 28th. The first one is at St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Allison Park, and the second is at First English Evangelical Lutheran Church, which is located on Grant Street. The first one at 7:30, and that afternoon concert Sunday, January 28th at 3 p.m. What I love is the fact that the repertoire that is going to be included, these are all, I believe, female composers.
They are, and they are also all historically marginalized composers. So from different backgrounds, different gender identities, this is really essential repertoire and music probably that not a lot of people have heard.
Mm-hmm. And it's so this music is also a little bit more challenging to perform.
Yes, absolutely. That was one of the purposes of this project, was to give all of us an opportunity to grow as artists. I certainly have felt that as a conductor. But this music has some real challenge in it, some extended techniques, aleatory. We're singing in different styles with different colors and timbres. The piece we're doing by Rina Esmail incorporates Hindustani vocal styles and rags, which are musical scales that are certainly not major and minor. So we're really growing, all of us are really growing our artistic muscles through this project.
So the only piece that is not a Pittsburgh premiere is a piece by Lily Boulanger, of course, the sister of Nadia Boulanger, the Hymn du Soleil, the Hymn to the Sun. So tell me a little bit about that.
What a beautiful piece it is. In her short 24 years, Lily Boulanger wrote frequently for the choral medium. She loved choral music. And this is a really a hymn of praise. It's very exuberant, and she borrows a lot from Debussy with parallel harmonies, very coloristic effects. It's operatic in nature, really, and so we're enjoying singing in French and singing her beautiful music.
Excellent. And so tell me a little bit about some of the others. We have Patterns on the Snow by Marie Isabel Valverde.
That's right. Yes. An up-and-coming choral composer. This is a setting of the poetry of May Sarton. It is just so beautiful. I mean, I was inspired by winter when I chose this, because it has this sort of icy piano accompaniment and falling snow kind of imagery. But it's really about rising above challenges and entering the dance of life. The whole program is called Awakenings, and that thread is seen through all of the repertoire of sort of rising above, becoming aware, things of that nature.
So, of course, Margaret Bonds is included, and I just adore her music. Tell me what you're performing of her.
We're doing the Extraordinary Credo. This is, you know, her seminal work, recently rediscovered, recently published, written in 1965 in response to a lot of the civil rights events that were going on at that time. Of course, she was a contemporary of Langston Hughes and was very involved in civil rights activities. This is a setting of the Credo text by W.E.B. Du Bois. I want to be sure I say that right. And it's a really striking and stirring text. I mean, it is so dramatic, so moving, these words all about racial justice and how that's ordained by God.
Wow. So these concerts, Saturday, January 27th, 7:30 p.m. at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. That's on Ferguson Road in Allison Park. And then the second concert is Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at First English Evangelical Lutheran Church on Grant Street. Admission to both concerts is a free will offering, a donation. And so you do have a pianist who's joining you for accompanying the pieces?
We do. We have the extraordinary Natalia Cato Giordano, who came to Pittsburgh last year and has been my collaborator ever since. We've just really loved working together.
So I'm thinking of four soprano, alto, tenor, bass, or is it all women?
That's right. No, it's a mixed ensemble.
It's a mixed ensemble.
Four on a part, yes. And also Katya Janpolaitin joins us on cello from the Kasia Ensemble.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's going to be wonderful. It's a newly formed professional choral ensemble put together by Karen Daly. Her artistic dreams, I feel, are coming through in this wonderful concert archipelago vocal ensemble. Thanks and congratulations on creating something that Pittsburgh is always willing to embrace and can't wait to hear next weekend.
Thank you so much, Anna.
Archipelago, the vocal ensemble with Karen Daly, artistic director, concerts on Saturday, January 27th, and Sunday, January 28th, 7:30 on Saturday, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. You can find out more information by going to archipelago-choir.org, and also a lot of that is on Facebook. Thank you.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.